This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Kevin Coppinger, candidate for Essex County Sheriff, won the Democratic primary several weeks ago. And Kevin, some reaction to winning the primary and primary day.
Well, I was ecstatic to be able to win the Democratic nominee for sheriff. This is my first time running any kind of a political campaign. It was a tough race. I had, you know, five other candidates. There were five other candidates who were in competition, all very good candidates. So when we woke up Thursday morning, I didn't know if I was going to be first, last, or someplace in the middle. So we had a plan. We executed our plan. We left nothing on the table. We did everything we could. And when the results came in that night, as I said, I was very, very happy and honored to get the support I got throughout Essex County, and I'll do my best to bring that those same results to fruition on November 8th.
I know we kind of touched on this when we talked several weeks ago, but tell me, what did you learn about Essex County? Because it's kind of a new experience going that with the Essex County, there's all different pockets of it.
Well, first of all, it's very big. 34 cities and towns, and obviously anywhere from, Lynn, we're here in Lynn, we're at the southern end of the county, up to Methuen, and Lawrence, Haverhill, all the way up to Newburyport, out to Gloucester, and back down the south to the Lynn area. Great people. We had great experiences, spent a lot of time traveling. But there's a lot of different issues wherever you go. I mean, you have cities, you have smaller towns. Right. Everybody is affected by different things, although I got to say one thing we did, the common theme with this whole campaign was the opiate epidemic. I think we spoke about that last time. Yeah. And that's on everybody's mind, no matter where we were in every community. There's issues there that people were concerned about.
Well, let's follow up on that, because that's a concern of yours, an issue as police chief in Lynn you are dealing with at this kind of level within the city of Lynn. So maybe tell us about your experiences with it in Lynn, and then, you know, looking at it from, you know, as possible leader of the, you know, the correctional system.
Well, there's a number of issues. First of all, as I said, the opiate epidemic is just widespread. You know, good people are dying, and we need to do something immediately on it. As police chief here in Lynn, we've done a number of programs, for prevention purposes. We have some great programs that I partnered up with District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett. We put together a program in our middle schools called the All-Star Program. Just targeting some kids, making sure they're teaching them good decision-making skills. Obviously, you know, we don't want them to enter into the substance abuse issues, nor, you know, make sure they have good decision-making skills with dating, bullying, just social skills. It's a very good program. We've had some very good results. We also have to do some intervention. You know, when folks are out there and they're, you know, using drugs, we want to do our best to try to and get them some help and make sure that they don't keep using the drugs. Which leads us to the third point, which is treatment and rehabilitation, which is huge. I'm a very big advocate of that. We have a program here in Lynn that I was able to get a grant from then Attorney General Martha Coakley a couple of years ago. We call it our behavioral health unit. These are civilian folks who are specifically trained in substance abuse and mental illness, because that's just as important, and that's on all the streets and throughout Essex County, the issues with folks with mental illness. But what the behavioral health unit does, they do prevention measures. They get out, talk to the individuals. They work very closely with our police officers. They do ride-alongs. The police officers, you know, tell the folks in the BHU, you know, who's might be in danger of overdosing or who's having a bad day. We'll reach out to them with the goal of putting these folks into health care programs, not into the criminal justice system, because a lot of these folks aren't really criminals. They're just people that society does not know what to do with and is afraid to, they call 911 because they don't know what else to do. So we get there. We're just trying to give them the best care possible. And a lot of these instances, that best care is in the health care system.
Yeah. Tell me about your overall platform for running for sheriff.
Well, a number of things. What I asked the voters during the primary, and I'm going to stick with the same message for the finals, is I like to have educated voters. Look at the job. The job of the Essex County Sheriff is multifaceted. First of all, you need a good administrator, somebody with experience in administration, personnel issues, running an agency that has hundreds of employees. I do that here in Lynn, and I've been doing it as chief for 7 years. The individual also has to have strong budget skills. I run a $20 million budget every year. I'm personally responsible for that budget. I can honestly say I can spend taxpayers' money efficiently and effectively, and I can give positive results. I have a track record of that. The crime has been down in Lynn 10% over the last 5 years. And even in this year, we're down another 4%. So we're doing pretty good. I know how to spend money and get, as I said, and get results. The other thing, the individual who becomes the next sheriff needs to have strong law enforcement skills and community partnership skills. I have a track record of really reaching out to the community, working with different groups, whether they're nonprofits, social service skills, as I mentioned before, the healthcare industry, as well as other city agencies and law enforcement agencies. You can't just look at this, you know, these issues that we have to face with society just in one-dimensional. It's multidimensional. And to translate that up to the sheriff's office, you know, that's a job now that, once the individuals, my vision as sheriff would be when the individuals come into the program up there, make sure that when they leave the jail, come back into our communities, they come back as better, more productive citizens, giving them a chance so they don't recidivate and they don't go back to jail.
Yeah. Let me ask you about community policing. It's a national topic, so to speak. It seems to me Lynn was a real leader in community policing years ago. As you travel around Essex County, I mean, there are cities that do community policing and probably do it very well. Always room for improvement. But yet, as you mentioned earlier, there are the small towns, too. Do you see a role for developing community policing out of the sheriff's office?
Absolutely, but we have to be careful because they're two separate jobs. And I think that's where my experience as a police chief will really benefit me as sheriff. If you think of it for a second, local police chiefs, we're the end users of the jail system. Well, first of all, we're also the feeder system to the jails because you can't get to jail in most instances unless you get arrested by local police. So you know who's getting arrested. And when they keep coming back into the community, we see what's happening there. So every local police chief needs to adopt community policing. And I know the chiefs in Essex County are doing that because we've worked together on all these things. We meet frequently. We plan together, and it's a huge asset. You have to know what's in your community, what resources you have to call upon them whenever you need them. In these instances, as I mentioned before, you have to know what the services are in your local community. So when the prisoners do come back to the community, you can hook them up with the resources in the towns, the cities and towns, so they can get what they need, whatever it may be. It just may be somebody to talk to that's been through substance abuse issues before, or have had alcoholism issues or mental illness issues. As I said before, somebody with the social service skills or the health care. You just got to put it all together. You have to have a plan. You have to have the partnerships in place up front. And that's what we've had, and that's why we've had some success.
Right. How about endorsements? What's the latest news with endorsements for Kevin Coppinger?
Endorsements have been great. As we talked about before the primary, I've got the endorsements from 34 police chiefs here in Essex County and an additional 12 police chiefs who have retired. In addition to that, former District Attorney Kevin Burke has endorsed me, former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. I have a number of mayors who have endorsed me, Mayor Judy Kennedy here, my boss here in Lynn, Mayor Kim Driscoll over in Salem, Mayor Mike Cahill over in Beverly, Mayor Donna Holliday up in Haverhill, Mayor Jim Fiorentini up in, Donna Holliday in Newburyport, Mayor Jim Fiorentini in Haverhill, Dan Rivera in Lawrence, Steve Vizzani over in Methuen. I think I have them all. And a lot of state reps and a lot of state senators are supporting me. It's a Democratic ticket, and we've been working that angle there. And I've got lots of calls from folks that are in the Democratic Party or other candidates who are running for office. It's been very, very good and very, very encouraging.
Well, Kevin, anything else you want to share with us about the race or about the platform or your candidacy that maybe I didn't ask you about?
Just one other thing. The four points that's on my platform for when I become sheriff are multifaceted. First and foremost, I want to further professionalize the staff and the correctional officers at the jail. Some really good people that work there. But I want to increase their training, make sure they have the proper tools and resources they need to do the job safely. Safely for the correctional officers and the staff, of course, but also for the inmates. And that's a big thing we do with policing now, and we need to do with the sheriff's employees, too, to make sure everything goes smoothly over there. Number two, we talked about it briefly. We have to come up with more innovative ideas to combat the opiate epidemic as well as a mental illness, which leads us into number three, which is the reentry program. You know, we have those programs I mentioned here in Lynn, and they're elsewhere in the community. We need to expand on those to take care of those issues so the folks coming back to our communities have a good chance to not to recidivate. And the last one, and I've always felt very strongly about this since day one, I've said I want to take the politics out of the Essex County Sheriff's Department. As a candidate, the day I announced, I said I wouldn't take any political donations from any employees of the Lynn Police Department that work with me now, nor anybody who works at the Essex County Jail or their families. I just think that anybody gets hired, promoted, transferred, or gets a special assignment at the jail, those assignments, those positions should be based on merit and qualifications, not on how much of a donation they made to a particular candidate. I haven't taken any money, from day one. I will continue that right through the election here. So when I get in there, and that's a way, another further way, I'm going to professionalize that, to make sure those folks have the training, have the skills, and then have the qualifications, put round plugs in all round holes to make that a better agency.
Good. All right, Kevin, good talking with you, and good luck on the candidacy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yep. Kevin Coppinger, candidate for Essex County Sheriff, Police Chief, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO, NewSports.com.